Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spinning spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're after greetings with our good friend, Ruth Sherman, longtime, more than almost 12-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Ruth, I need your website, please.
Yeah, it's RuthSherman.com.
Pretty easy. Check it out, folks.
And yeah.
What will they find when they get there, Ruth?
They are going to be able to subscribe and get immediately some training videos, complimentary, my gift, as well as a number of checklists and, things that they should pay attention to when it comes to communicating and presenting on stages and on camera.
All right. So check that out, folks. She's the best. Ruth, one of the things we've been talking about authenticity and how that's been on display. I mean, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump have been giving clinics on authenticity, irrespective of whether you like what they have to say or you agree with them philosophically or politically, economically. You've got to admire. And I was doing this. You know, Bernie Sanders and I could not be more opposite in many, many, many ways.
Right.
But I was giving him props 6-8 months ago for his authenticity.
Absolutely.
I don't admire him for anything except I admired him for his authenticity. I said it on the show.
Right, right, exactly. And, you know, I would be the same, I would say the same thing for Donald Trump. You know, it couldn't be more opposite from me in terms of what he's been promoting and talking about on the trail, many of the things. However, he has to be admired as a tremendous marketer, as somebody who understands also the feelings of the electorate, how they're, you know, what they want and what they're sick and tired of hearing.
Even if it's anti-establishment, even if the power, so to speak, the media and the other member of his party, even if it grosses them out, the people he cares about are liking it.
That is correct.
So talk to us about how small business owners can tap into that kind of authenticity, not political, but how can we put our best foot forward in the marketplace with more authenticity?
You know, one of the things that I have seen with my high-level clients, and you know I work with CEOs, C-level executives, is that they have come up through their companies in a very traditional way. They've climbed the ladder. You know, they've climbed through the ranks. They've done it. They've kept their heads down. They've done the work. They've made friends with the right people. When they get into leadership, however, it's a whole different ballgame because they've got to motivate and inspire their employees. So they may have tens of thousands of employees who want to see them, but not only that, they want to know that it wasn't easy for them, that they had struggles too, and they find it difficult to tell stories of their struggle because they see it being perceived as some kind of a failure, when in fact it's a success.
But you know, Ruth, sometimes they even have trouble just telling any kind of a story.
Well, they have trouble telling any
really?
Kind of a story.
Really? Let alone,
true.
I mean, I've been drilling this into their heads for a dozen years now. Folks, people want to hear your stories. I dedicated an entire chapter in my book to storytelling. You've got to learn how to tell stories because, Ruth, as you know, the headwaters of advertising is storytelling.
That's right.
Long before there was advertising, there was storytelling. This is primal. It's primordial for us to want to hear stories.
Absolutely. And, you know, what I like to say is make your mess your message.
Say that again. I like that.
Make your mess your message. We're not talking intimate here, Jim. You know, we don't want people to share things that somebody would be, like, embarrassed for them or want to turn away from. We want people to share stories about their lives and how they came up and the places that they maybe weren't so successful, because you can learn from that and you can connect, and connection is where motivation comes from.
Well, so for example, you're doing a video on a method of construction. You're in the home improvement business, and you say, okay, folks, when we come out and work on your house, we're gonna apply this thing here this way. Let me tell you why. 20 years ago, when I started this business, we did it another way, and we found out it didn't work, and we failed. And from all of that, here we are 20 years later. We know how to put this on. We know how to do it right, and this is how we'll do it.
Exactly.
That would be just a simple example of how, hey, folks, we tried it. It didn't work.
That's right. And you know, and I would say get a little bit personal about it.
Right.
Tell about how it felt when it didn't work.
Yep.
Tell about what the customer, how the customer reacted when it didn't work and they had spent
all
that
money. Boy, did I hear from my customers back in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that. RuthSherman.com. Hey, Ruth, well done today. Come back again.
You bet, Jim.
We'll
Thanks
see.
For having me.
We'll
Have
see.
A great day.
Thanks. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.